News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The government is planning to use public-private partnerships and spare bedrooms in private homes to get an additional 42,000 beds for students over the next 9 years. It's part of a new housing strategy, a new student accommodation strategy published today. And it is a shift from a sort of a semi-passive let the market deal with this into a more active let's the state push to get the number of beds. With us is Emma Monaghan, who's Vice President for Welfare with AMLI, the National Students Union. Emma, do you think the new plan is going to deliver its objectives?
I think it sounds great in theory, but then, as you said, when we break it down, 10,000 of the 42,000 rooms are expected to come from digs. We're still looking at digs and students having no protections in digs. And as well as that, when it comes to digs schemes, the government aren't doing that much to push them. It's student unions all over the country who are working overtime to meet people after their jobs, after they pick their kids up from school, in order to get them onto these sites so that they can advertise their rooms. So it's a lot of extra work there on student unions. As you said, building private accommodation on public land and heavily relying on the private sector is going to make accommodation very expensive, and we're not seeing any further financial supports like rent tax credits or anything for students. Alongside that, I suppose when it comes to technological universities, we haven't really gotten much of an update on a TU borrowing policy so that they can actually build accommodation, which we believe is a big cause of the student housing crisis, now, is that no technological universities have their own accommodation.
Emma, on the topic of digs, are they just using the Rent-A-Room Alliance, or is there an additional financial incentive for people to take in a student?
So there is the Rent-A-Room tax break, which is the 14,000, and that's it.
It's hardly going to massively shift the market, you would have thought, if most of it is already present. What about then the public-private partnerships for specific student union accommodation and sort of rent caps for the period that a student would be using them? Will they be net positive?
It's hard to know, really. I think we won't know until we start seeing projects actually getting rolled out and seeing how much they're costing to build. There have been projects that were meant to be rolled out in several colleges that were turned down because realistically they were going to be too expensive on the student's pocket and no student was going to be able to afford to live in them.
Emma, thank you very much. Emma Monaghan, Vice President for Welfare at AMLI, the National Students Union.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.